Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. President Joe Biden is lauding American forces who helped Israel down, quote, nearly all of the drones and missiles fired by Iran. He is also vowing to coordinate a global response to Tehran's unprecedented attack. With regional tensions at their highest since the Israel-Hamas war began 6 months ago, Biden on Saturday pledged that American support for Israel's defense against attacks by Iran and its proxies is ironclad. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel. Biden plans to convene a meeting of the Group of Seven Advanced Democracies on Sunday. 11 people were shot, including an 8-year-old girl who was killed in what Chicago police believe was gang-related violence on the city's south side. Police updated the number of victims Sunday morning to 11 from 8 the night before. The victims were standing outside at a family gathering when gunfire erupted around 9 p.m. Saturday. The 8-year-old girl was shot in the head and died, while a 1-year-old boy and an 8-year-old boy were shot multiple times and listed in critical condition on Saturday night. A 9-year-old was hospitalized for a graze wound. Deputy Chief Don Jerome says the adult victims were between the ages of 19 and 40. U.S. Steel shareholders have overwhelmingly approved the firm's sale to Nippon Steel of Japan for $14.1 billion in cash, voicing unequivocal support for a combination that has drawn opposition from the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds. More than 98% of the shares voted Friday at a special investor meeting approved the takeover, according to a preliminary count of ballots announced by U.S. Steel. The deal has raised concerns about what the sale could mean for unionized workers, supply chains, and U.S. national security. The executor of O.J. Simpson's estate says he will work to prevent a payout of a $33.5 million judgment stemming from a wrongful death lawsuit filed years ago by the families of Simpson's ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman. Simpson's will was filed Friday in a Clark County court in Nevada, naming his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne as the executor. The document shows Simpson's property was placed into a trust that was created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal that the entirety of Simpson's estate has not yet been tallied. Alex Garland's provocative Civil War did not only ignite the discourse, the film also inspired audiences to go to the cinemas this weekend, where it earned $25.7 million in ticket sales in North America. That is according to estimates on Sunday. It is the biggest R-rated opening of the year to date and a record for A24, the studio behind films like Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, and The Iron Claw. Civil War also unseated Godzilla vs. Kong from its perch atop the box office. The Titan movie from Warner Brothers had held the number one spot for the past 2 weekends. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
Let's talk about America. Not taxes or tweets or the issues that divide us, but how incredible our country is. Left, right, up, down, state lines to winding coastlines. Whether you come home to a crowded city street, tree-lined suburb, or sleepy small town, everyone deserves to live in a clean, green, and thriving community. And we all share in the responsibility to create beauty that ripples from one neighborhood to another, and one block to the next. We are Keep America Beautiful, the nonprofit working with millions of people just like you to end littering, improve recycling, and beautify our communities. Because every mindful action and sustainable habit has a positive impact, and it all adds up. Learn how you can join Keep America Beautiful at KAB.org. Together, we can do beautiful things.
In state and local news, Dylan Larkin scored on a power play 41 seconds into overtime, and the Detroit Red Wings overcame Austin Matthews' 69th goal of the season to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 5-4 on Saturday. Alex DeBrincat scored twice. David Perron had a goal and an assist. Simon Evanson also scored, and JT Compher had two assists for Detroit, which led 4-1 after the first period. James Reimer scored 32 shots against his former team in his 500th NHL game. Matthews moved one away from becoming the first player to reach 70 goals in a season in more than 30 years. Authorities say a Michigan man and his dog have been rescued from the icy waters of an inland lake in the state's Upper Peninsula. The Marquette County Sheriff's Office says 56-year-old Thad Cooper of Michigan Township was searching for his dog Friday afternoon when he saw its head poking above the ice far from shore on Lake Michigan. Cooper kayaked onto the lake to try to rescue the dog, but fell in himself and could not get out. A sheriff's dive team reached Cooper with a flotation board and pulled him to shore. The dog then was also rescued. Three first responders needed medical treatment. The expected awarding of a contract for services did not happen at the last meeting of the Marlette City Council. The current contract for the wastewater plant will be ending this June. Because of that, the tentative plan is to make some changes to a contract that could help the city do planning for any future repairs and cost increases. To allow for possible changes, other options were explored. The city sought bids and received three of them for the wastewater treatment plant, but no decision was made due to the issues with bids. The bids averaged in the $400,000 range, but differed by $20,000 between them, and services offered in the contract were not uniform. Because of that, the council wanted more time to review the information, so that issue has been tabled. There will be more of a police presence in the village of Gagetown. The village council approved increasing the hours of police chief Gary Goreski. His hours of being on duty increased from 24 to 30 hours. To go along with that, his salary was increased to $25 per hour. During this month's meeting, Goreski informed the council that he applied for a grant to get a digital speed limit sign. Goreski was also asked to be on hand at the May 4th prom and to be on hand at the Octagon Barn and Agricultural Museum during school tours on May 14th, 15th, and 16th. In other village matters, DPW Supervisor Chris Abbey will be checking on the conditions of street and traffic signs in the village and replacing them as needed when he has time. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb Marion news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net.